This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Monday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. What a great show we got for you guys today. Wrapping up week 8 in the NFL with Steelers and Giants. We'll give out some best bets in tonight's Monday Night Football game. Game 3 of the World Series, Yankees and the Dodgers. Shifts to New York. We will give out some bets there as well. We'll look ahead to the upcoming weeks in college football and the NFL. And also, we are just 1 week away from the start of college basketball. We'll look at some national championship futures, three teams that I like at the current price that we will talk about later on in the show. Matt Horner will also join us during Model Making Money. We'll give out our favorite bets of the day as well. If you guys are new to the show, or if you're returning, the way that we like to work is we love to get interactive. We love to hear from you guys. Any best bets, comments, thoughts that you have on today's slate, futures, anything you want to talk about, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube/Odyssey Sports as well. Let us know what you're betting. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered. The Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. It's a Monday, though. Let's get this thing going. Glasses in session. Henry Ettinger joins us on the Glasser guest line. Give him a follow on X, TikTok, Instagram. Does great stuff, great gambling content at @Hedging_Henry. And Henry, great sports day. Got the sports equinox for all four major sports in action today. Let's start, though, with the NFL. Monday Night Football, Giants and Steelers tonight, wrapping up week 8. Anything you like in tonight's game? Side, total, any props that you're on?
I like the spread, PJ. Pretty plain and simple. I'm with the Giants, plus the 6, which I don't think will surprise anybody here that knows me. I mean, look, Mike Tomlin has a home dog. We love him in that spot. As a favorite, a big favorite, absolutely not. He historically performs very poorly in this spot. Daniel Jones actually performs quite well, you know, as a road underdog in this spot too. I think there's several places here with Daniel Jones's legs where the Giants are going to be able to use him and attack some of that Steelers defense. And I'm not sold on the Steelers offense with Russell Wilson. I know it looks great last week, but we've seen this Jets defense now give up a lot of points to Jacoby Brissett, give up a lot of points to some other offenses this season. I just don't think it's the same as previous years. So I'm going to make Russell Wilson in primetime cover by margin twice against me, because I was on the Jets last week as well. But I'm going to back the Giants here.
I like it. All right, looking ahead to week 9 in the NFL, we got slates already, or some spreads already out for all of those games. Anything that catches your eye here early on in the week?
My Cleveland Browns do, PJ. I think number one, you know, Jameis Winston over Deshaun Watson is a health advantage, you know, or is just a better quarterback. But then also the health side of things with Cleveland as well. Their offensive line got much healthier. You could see it in the run game last week. Now they go up against a Chargers team that really doesn't have a lot of impressive wins on the schedule. I think that, you know, the record doesn't reflect necessarily the quality of team here. So I was surprised when the Browns opened up as a dog here. I think they have some value straight up on the money line as well, and at 2.5, a great teaser leg too, potentially to pair with a team like the Eagles versus the Jags or something like that. I think that's a great early look ahead spot.
Yeah, no doubt. I like that teaser look there with Cleveland as home dogs. Flipping over to college football, Henry, massive game this week in the Big Ten with Ohio State and Penn State, some other really good games as well. Anything that catches your eye early on in college football?
Starting with Ohio State, my initial lean is to the Buckeyes here. I think, look, there's definitely some issues with the team, particularly on the offensive line. You know, left tackle could be a problem now as they might be down to a third stringer there. All that said, number one, I'm not that big of a believer in this Penn State team. Number two, this line, you know, if Drew Aller is playing, is giving a lot of respect here to Penn State, almost making them equivalent to what the line opened up with in that Oregon game. And I just don't think Penn State's the quality of team that Oregon is here. Ohio State got caught in a sleepy spot last week versus a Nebraska team that's historically great as an underdog under Matt Rule. To me, there's actually an overreaction going on here, so I lean toward the Buckeyes. As far as the rest of the slate, three games really stand out to me on the early side of things. Number one, Stanford plus the 10 versus NC State. I just don't think NC State should really be laying 10 versus anybody. They're off a big upset win 2 weeks ago against Cal. Teams off an upset win, you know, as a big favorite in conference play like that. Again, a horrible spot typically for them in the long term. I think Kentucky versus Tennessee, once again, I just don't see how Tennessee is laying this many points with their offense. I'm waiting for that offense to break out, but if you can stop their run game, you can keep it close with Tennessee. I expect Kentucky's defense to be able to do that with that great defensive line. And the last one, Air Force versus Army. Army has played nobody this season. Absolutely nobody. Their strength of schedule is very soft. Now laying 23 points in a Service Academy game, just absolutely cannot get to that number. So give me the Air Force plus 23 there as well.
All right, very good. Three underdogs in college football to keep your eye on for the upcoming week. Henry, let's shift over to the NBA. I know you love your NBA player props. You had a good day yesterday. What do you like today in the NBA?
Yeah, a little bit of an up and down start to the season, but we got back on track yesterday. And I'll give you three out of the seven total plays I have on the card because I don't want to run through all seven. First one, Trae Young over 26.5 points versus the Wizards. Trae Young without DeJounte Murray on the floor, his scoring went up by almost 5 points per 100 possessions last season. He's off to a great start this season in two soft matchups as well. He went over 30 points. He got shut down versus Oklahoma City in his last game, but that's not going to be the first time Oklahoma City does that to a point guard this year. So love Trae Young there in a really soft matchup versus the Wizards. Another one I like, Jalen Brunson under 7.5 assists. He only has 6.5 potential assists a game right now so far, and the conversion rate there is roughly 50-60%. So that would put him at like 3 to 4 assists a game. He's just not passing the ball as the primary creator as much in this offense. There's more mouths to feed in terms of ball handling as well here, and it's a brutal matchup versus a Cavs team that was top 5 in assists allowed per game last season. And then the final one is Cade Cunningham under 24.5 points. The Miami Heat, top 10 in isolation defense last year, top 10 versus pick and roll ball handlers. They gave Cade Cunningham all sorts of problems last season. I think they're going to do it again tonight. They've struggled a little bit in the first two games in their pick and roll defense. I think there's going to be an emphasis tonight on them cleaning that up.
Very nice. Henry, at this point in the NBA season, is it kind of a give and take between looking at what these teams were last year and some data points from this season already? Is there one thing you carry more weight with the other, or do you use a little bit of both?
It really depends on the situation, but if the personnel is similar, I'm looking towards last year more than this year, right? Like with that Miami play I just mentioned, mostly similar guys. Yeah, Rozier's in the backcourt, but you know he's another strong defensive guard, so nothing that would really concern me much there, right? The only thing that I'm looking at through the first two games is with new personnel, is there obvious shifts going on, especially if it matches what coaches talked about in preseason. An example of a play I'm not on tonight, but Evan Mobley. The whole offseason, Kenny Atkinson talked about getting Evan Mobley more touches, more on-ball opportunities, all that. He's taken way more shots so far this season. The usage is way up. It's like, all right, those two things match together. I think going forward, we can project Evan Mobley to have more usage. So those are the situations where I'm relying on the data so far in this season, is if it's matching what this coach has said, you know, is going to change in the offseason.
Love it. Makes a lot of sense. Always great having him on. Henry Ettinger, give him a follow on X at @Hedging_Henry. Some great stuff tonight in the NBA, NFL, college football upcoming as well. Henry, good luck to you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, PJ.
You got it. All right, guys, let's keep it moving now. Primetime Peach looking at Monday Night Football and also Game 3 of the World Series. We'll start tonight with the Giants and the Steelers. Pittsburgh favored by 6. The total is 36.5. I'm in agreement with Henry on this one. I like the Giants plus the points. New York is 2-5 this season. Both of their wins have come on the road when they've been in this range. They were 7-point dogs to the Seahawks. They were 6.5-point dogs to the Browns. Won both of those games outright. I talk about sometimes there are teams in the NFL that I like betting on the road and then I don't like betting at home. Giants are certainly one of those teams. Whenever they're at MetLife, I normally never bet the Giants. When they're on the road, though, and they're catching usually this many points, Giants are usually a good bet. I think the Steelers, again, like, is Russell Wilson really a quarterback you want to lay 6 points with? Everybody wanted to fade him last week when they were going up against the Jets, thinking that was a huge mistake, starting him over Justin Fields. Now that he's starting again, and obviously he played well, the Steelers won that game. A lot less chatter around Russell Wilson. This just feels like one of those games where we're all watching it together, and Russell Wilson starts to look like the guy we've seen the last couple of years in Denver. So I think the Giants keep this game close. I will take them plus the 6. I also like Chris Boswell as a player prop tonight, over 1.5 field goals and minus 130. Because I do like the Giants plus the points, because it's a low total at 36.5, I'm thinking Boswell probably kicks 2 or 3 field goals tonight. You got to lay some juice over at BetMGM at minus 130, but I do like that bet. I also like Russell Wilson to throw an interception at minus 115. Again, Russ played well last week. Now he's more comfortable in the system. He kind of got the nerves out of the system, got back in game action. I think maybe he takes more chances tonight against that Giants defense. I like the price for him to throw a pick at minus 115. Moving over now to the World Series, Dodgers and Yankees, obviously huge game tonight for the Yankees, trailing 0-2. They're minus 145 on the money line tonight with Clark Schmidt on the mound going up against Walker Buehler. The total is 8.5. I do like the Yankees tonight. Don't know if I'd lay minus 145 with them, though. Walker Buehler has not been great this season, but he is a very good postseason pitcher. He's pitched in the World Series before. Clark Schmidt, you just don't know what to expect out of him. Game 3 of the World Series at home. It's a must-win for your team. And the Yankees, obviously, are going to treat this game with much more urgency than the Dodgers will, knowing that they just cannot go down 0-3. So I do like the Yankees to win. I wouldn't lay it at minus 145, though. Some props that I do like in this game. Max Muncy to hit a home run at plus 475. Now that the series has shifted to the Bronx, obviously left-handed hitters have a huge advantage with the short porch in right field. So I'm targeting some left-handed hitters in this series. I like Muncy's price at plus 475. I mean, really, all these guys got to do, whether it's Muncy or Soto. I know Otani's hurt. It looks like he's going to give it a go tonight. All these guys really do is got to hit a pop fly to right field and probably is going to get out. So Muncy plus 475, I like that. Also, give me Aaron Judge not to get a hit tonight at plus 160. We all know how much Judge has struggled this postseason. He's 6-for-40. He's 1-for-9 with 6 strikeouts in the World Series. And again, I know Buehler hasn't had a great season, been very good in the postseason throughout his entire career. We'll see what Boone does with the lineup tonight. I know there are a lot of Yankees fans that want him to maybe move Judge to 4th or 5th, kind of move Stanton up in the order, shift some things around. We'll see what happens, but I think the price with Judge and how he struggled this postseason, plus 160 for him not to get a base hit, I like that look as well. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. We've all had our first touchdown bet vultured or called back before. With BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance, we're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. Place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash. No opt-in required. Malik Nabers, first touchdown tonight, plus 950 for the Giants, should be back tonight for New York. How does it work? You place a pre-game straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you'll get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet or other reward token isn't eligible for the campaign. All right, guys, we got some questions coming in from our guy B-Mills here on the chat. Hey, PJ, how about that Jameis Winston over attempts play? Laddered it to 40-plus, and they all hit. B-Mills, I'd keep riding the Jameis wave. I expect him to chuck it against the Chargers this upcoming week. That was an easy cash for us. And then how do you like Najee Harris over 15.5 rushing attempts tonight? Should be able to run on that Giants defense, I think. I think it's a good look. 15.5 does seem a little low. I would certainly go over. I wouldn't go under on that. I don't know if it's going to be an official play for me, B-Mills, but I think you're getting a good number there at 15.5. If the Steelers were smart, like you said, with that Giants run defense, certainly put a focus on running the ball tonight. As for Week 9 and looking ahead to the NFL, love doing this segment every Monday, games that I would bet right now. We're going to start with my favorite bet on the board currently. That's the Denver Broncos +9.5 against the Baltimore Ravens. As most of you guys know, I'm a Ravens fan, and I know my team pretty well. I know spots where the Ravens are going to play well and spots where they tend not to play so well. The Ravens normally are a very profitable team to bet on. When they're in prime time, Monday night football, Sunday night, Thursday night football, normally a very good bet. When they go up against the NFC, we know Lamar's 23-1 straight up. He's profitable against the spread as well. When the Ravens are underdogs, Lamar's 12-2, ATS is an underdog. They're a very good bet there as well. And when they're small favorites, when the spread is 3.5 points or shorter, kind of those field goal toss-up games, the Ravens are normally very good in all those spots. The games where you look to fade Baltimore, the spots where you look to fade them, is like what we got yesterday against the Browns, like what we got week two against the Raiders. When the Ravens are favored by 4 or more points, they play in the 1 p.m. Eastern time window on a Sunday, and they go up against an AFC team, that is when the Ravens always struggle. I went back and looked the last 3 seasons, actually, because after their loss to the Browns yesterday, I feel like the Ravens always lose the same kind of game. And again, lose yesterday to the Browns, lose to the Raiders in week two. Going back to last year, all 3 of their losses with Lamar as their starting quarterback, they lost at home as big favorites of 4 points or more. Their only win was in week one against the Texans. But as you can see, they lost to the Colts outright with Minshew. They lost to Pickett and the Steelers as favorites of 4.5 points or more. They lost to the Browns as 6.5 point favorites the year before. They were able to win and cover against the Jets when Joe Flacco was starting, and then they won against the Browns, but they didn't cover against the spread. So we have had 8 games in the last 3 years where the Ravens have played a 1 p.m. Eastern time game. They have been a favorite of 4 points or more going up against an AFC team. They are 3-5 straight up, and they are 2-6 against the spread. Their only covers, as you can see, are against the Texans and the Jets. Both of those games in week one. The only games that the Ravens covered were in week one. Week two or beyond, they're 0-6 against the spread and obviously lost outright to the Browns. 5 of their last 6 losses in the regular seasons have come in this spot. Their only loss other than that scenario was when they lost to the Chiefs on opening night. So when we get the Ravens in this spot, folks, they just don't show up. And you can see it when you watch them play. Their game plan is just totally different. They don't run the ball nearly as much as they should. Derrick Henry had over 7 yards a carry yesterday, only finished with 11 rushing yards. It just doesn't feel like the same intensity. Ravens fans know this. We say all the time, the only team that can beat the Ravens is the Ravens. And whenever they get into these kind of games like they have coming up against Denver on Sunday when they're a big favorite, they always beat themselves. So until the Ravens prove to me that they can cover a spread like this, I will gladly continue to fade them. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they show up. Keep in mind, too, short week, upcoming big game against Cincinnati, maybe a little look ahead. Bo Nix, I know he's not great. He's going to be able to make some plays against that terrible Ravens secondary, and Denver's got a very good defense as well that I think will be able to keep him in the game. I'll take the Broncos +9.5. I also like the Chargers -2 against the Browns as well. I'm going to go opposite of Henry in this game. I think right now everybody loves the Browns, right? It's a very similar feel to when Joe Flacco took over last season. And we all knew that once Winston got in there, the Browns were going to be a much better team. The Chargers are the kind of team, though, that beat the teams that they're supposed to beat. When they've been a favorite this year, they've been very good. We know the Chargers struggle with the passing game, but they're a very good running team. Cleveland ranks about middle of the pack in run defense. I think this is a game where the Chargers are going to be able to win both lines of scrimmage. I like Harbaugh's team going on the road in a physical, low-scoring game. I'd take the Chargers -2. As for college football, 2 games that I really like this week, South Carolina +3 at home against Texas A&M. This game and this spot reminds me is very similar to me of what we saw in week one of the college football season. When Notre Dame comes off of that big win against Texas A&M, everybody's congratulating the Irish. they're saying, well done, congrats on the college football playoff, looking at the rest of their schedule. What did Notre Dame do? They turned around the following week and lost outright to Northern Illinois. After that big win that Texas A&M had against LSU on Saturday, now everybody thinks A&M's in the playoff. Everybody thinks A&M's going to the SEC championship game. They have a tough game at home against Texas at the end of the year, but that night might not even matter. They might already be in the SEC championship game, and all they have is a road trip to Columbia, South Carolina at night with an SC team that's coming off of a bye week. The reason A&M won that game on Saturday was because they changed quarterbacks and went to Marcel Reed, and LSU had no idea to defend it. South Carolina, their quarterback, Sellers, is a very similar skill set to Reed. I think they're going to be able to defend him much better than LSU did. I'll take South Carolina plus the three. Also, give me SMU minus seven against Pitt. Pitt's one of the few undefeated teams left in college football, but they're one of these teams that haven't played anybody. I've watched SMU the last couple weeks. They're a good team, and you want to know just how good SMU is. How many teams could lose the turnover battle 6-0 on the road and still find a way to win a game? That's what SMU did on Saturday against Duke. So this is a team coming off a three-game road trip. They went 3-0 on all their road games. Now they come back home to Dallas, take on Pitt. It's a huge ACC game. I love the 7 with SMU. I think they roll against Pitt on Saturday. All right, folks, let's talk some college basketball. It is 1 week away. And if you know anything about me, you know that I love some college basketball. Three teams that I would keep an eye on to win the national championship this season that I like at the current price. We will start with my team, Alabama, at 12-1. I honestly think there is a case to be made that Bama should be the favorites coming into the season to win the national championship. They kind of check all the boxes that you're looking for in a championship team. They have excellent guard play, led by maybe the best guard in college basketball, All-American, in Mark Sears. They have veteran leadership. They have seniors on their team, graduate seniors. They have tournament experience. This was a team that made it to the Final Four last year. Their three best players, Sears, Nelson, and Wrightsell, are all back. The defense was the big question mark with Bama last season. So what do? They go in the transfer portal and get two-time All-Big Ten defensive player Cliff Amore from Rutgers to anchor their defense down low. And they got a great coach in Nate Oates, who now has finally shown the ability to win in March Madness with his team making it to the Final Four. This Bama team can shoot. They have depth, great guards, coaching, veteran leadership, tournament experience. They check all the boxes you want. I know Kansas is a brand name, and they're going to be really good, and Duke's got Cooper Flagg, and UConn obviously is going for the three-peat. I kind of think Bama's the best team, though, to start the season. I like them at 12-1. We'll stay right in the state of Alabama. I like Auburn at 30-1 as well. Auburn's got a really good team, and I like what Bruce Pearl did going into the transfer portal and getting a really good college point guard in J.P. Pegues. He's coming over from Furman. Furman, you might remember a couple years ago, upset Virginia. They had a crazy finish towards the end of regulation. Pegues was the guy that hit that shot against UVA. He's a kid that's played in plenty of big games in college. He's played in the tournament. I think he's going to be a really good point guard for Auburn this year. Their front court is also going to be really good. They might have the best big man outside of Hunter Dickinson in college basketball, with Jamani Broom coming back for Auburn. Chad Baker Mazar is back as one of their wings. Denver Jones. This team is going to be one of the best defensive teams in college basketball. Also a team with a lot of veterans on it, and I think the bad taste that they have in their mouth losing to Yale in the first round last year, I like getting teams like that that had a bad first round loss. You bring some of those key players back, and I think they can make a deep run in the tournament. So I like Auburn at 30-1, and then give me Illinois at 60-1 as well. Illinois made the Elite Eight last year, one of the best offensive teams in the sport. Brad Underwood lost 7 of his top 8 guys in his rotation, but he went into the portal, and I think Illinois could be a little bit of a wild card this year. I like getting Kylan Boswell from Arizona, really good guard, and there's a European, Kasparis Jakaciunas, so I'm hearing a lot of good things about. I think he could be dangerous, so Brad Underwood's a good coach. I know he takes a lot of heat. Purdue is going to be down without Edie. They're not going to be as good as they have been the last couple years. I think the Big Ten's wide open this year. I like the value on Illinois to win the title at 60-1. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. And Matt, what are the 5-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Howdy there, PJ. Happy Monday. We're going with the Nuggets -9 today against the Toronto Raptors. The model has Denver as a 14-point favorite, so obviously a 5-point difference there from the line, triggering a 5-star play. Nuggets, they haven't gotten off to the best start this season, to say the least. They're 0-2, but thinks this is a good spot for a dominating first win for the Denver Nuggets. So we're going to lay it with them -9 in Toronto.
All right, very good. Matt, what about tonight, Monday Night Football? We got Steelers and the Giants. What do you like?
Yeah, so I'm going to be going with the New York Giants here. Pretty obvious, honestly. The public did finally go back to losing this weekend, by the way. It was fantastic for me and a lot of other people who bet the way I do. That Browns win over Baltimore was fantastic. I think we called that last week when I was on the show here. Over at BetMGM right now, 71% of the money is on the Steelers spread to cover, as well as 82% of the tickets. That was obvious. Everybody's going to be back in the Steelers. Russell Wilson after that huge win against the Jets. I'm not buying into that. Not buying into Russell Wilson. We know the Jets are just not a very good football team. So I'm not going to buy into that. 70% of the money is on the over as well at 36.5. Very low total. It was interesting. 55% of the money last night, yesterday, was on the under. So we've had a lot of public money coming in on the over. I think the pros are going to be with the under here at that very low total. So we could see a low-scoring game. Giants are getting 6. I'm going to take the Giants, and I'm going to take the under in the game.
All right, absolutely love it. Matt, week 9 in the NFL upcoming. You mentioned we had the Browns outright yesterday against the Ravens. Looking at the board for the upcoming week, anything that you like?
Yeah, well, the first one that sticks out immediately, I mean, on Thursday, I just talked about the Jets. They're favored against the Houston Texans. I can absolutely assure you nobody's going to want to take the Jets. Everyone hates the Jets. They just lost to the Patriots. I mean, who's going to want to back them as a favorite? No one except for me and a couple of other smart people. I'm not a huge fan of the Texans from what they've played this year. Like, they certainly could have lost to the Colts. They should have lost to the Colts. Several performances this year, I just haven't been that impressed with the Texans. So there's a reason the Jets are favored here. I don't think a lot of people are going to be betting into that. So I'm going to take New York. Then I'm going to take the Packers as well, +4.5. We don't know the health of Jordan Love. He could be out for this game. I don't know. Malik Willis getting the start. I mean, I don't like backing Malik Willis, but he's been decent in his starts. And everybody loves the Lions. The Lions are the most public team every single week here. They're laying 4.5 in Green Bay. Jared Goff on the road outdoors at Lambeau Field. I don't like Jared Goff when he plays outdoors. He's just not nearly as good as when he plays in domes and indoors. So give me the Packers +4.5 here. I think that's too many points.
Yeah, amen. I like Green Bay as well. And that Jets line, Matt, that is a stinky, stinky line. So we'll see what happens on Thursday night. What about Game 3 of the World Series? Obviously a must win for the Yankees tonight. We've seen some higher scoring games between the Dodgers in this postseason. What are your thoughts on Game 3 tonight?
Yeah, the way I look at it, I mean, I have a Yankees 11-1 ticket from before the season, so it's not looking fantastic right now. But as you said, the Yankees need to win this game desperately. I think they'll do it, even though we're looking at like 87% of the money on the Yankees tonight, which is very discerning for me. But I still like the Yankees here. I mean, they have a significant advantage. And I talked about this before in some of my articles, how Games 3 and 4 and afterwards, they could have an advantage in terms of starting pitching because the Dodgers, they have Walker Buehler on the mound tonight. Not a fan of Buehler. He's been awful ever since he came off of Tommy John surgery. His performance in the last game against the Mets was great, but he had a season-low 93.8 miles per hour on his fastball velocity, and yet somehow his movement increased. That's suspicious to me. I don't really understand how that's possible. I think he could get whacked around tonight. Schmidt's an average pitcher, but the leash is going to be much shorter for Schmidt here than it will for Buehler. Buehler, they're going to need him to go a lot because Game 4, the Dodgers are going to have to pitch a bullpen game. So they're going to need innings out of Buehler tonight. The Yankees on the other side, they can give a shorter leash to Schmidt because they have a rested bullpen and they have Luis Gil starting in Game 4. So I think there's a lot of advantages with the Yankees. They need this game. So give me the Yankees on the money line. I'm scared because of all that money is on them, but they need this.
Yeah, they definitely do. Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. Matt, great stuff as always, and good luck tonight. We'll catch up again soon.
Sure. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis, spreads and over-unders, the player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, now it is time to wrap the show. Kay Hilmer's saying about my Ravens-Broncos pick. That's just a random trend, in my opinion, PJ. I think it was more a fact the Ravens being overvalued in the market. Big win on Monday night. Browns also got a new OC and quarterback that loved to throw versus a poor Ravens defense. No way they should have been an 8.5 point favorite on the road. I agree, which is why that line dropped to 7. Kay Hilmers, I just think when 5 of your last 6 losses in the regular season over the last 2 years have come in the same exact spot, I don't think that's a random trend. I just think that's who the Ravens are. When they're big favorites in these games at 1 p.m., I'm fading them, and I'm going to do it again with the Broncos on Sunday. As for some picks tonight, Aaron Judge, not to get a base hit, is going to be my prop lock at plus 160. Judge is 6-for-40 this postseason. He's 1-for-9 in the World Series with 6 strikeouts, and we're getting him at plus 160, not to get a hit tonight. I will take that as my prop lock. Dog of the day, give me the Giants plus 6 against the Steelers. I just think this is too many points. Giants have been a very good road team this year as big underdogs. Then my best bet, Chris Boswell, over 1.5 field goals at minus 130. Boswell's been very good this season. I think he kicks 2 or 3 field goals tonight for the Steelers. We'll go over 1.5 field goals for Bos tonight against the Giants. Thanks again to Henry Ettinger, Matt Horner for joining us today on Send It In. Hope everybody enjoys the sports equinox. Great day of sports, and we will see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.